Friday is Valentine's Day, and commentator Frank DeFord has some sweet things to say about amorous athletes, their admirers, and fans.
This past Friday at the NBA All-Star Weekend Bash, my colleague from Sports Illustrated, the wonderfully engaging columnist Steve Rushen, was sitting next to Rebecca Lobo, the former Women's Basketball Player of the Year from the University of Connecticut. They were in an assembly featuring Charles Barkley. The topic: how athletes and sports writers don't get along nearly so well as they used to, which they surely don't. Rebecca leaned over to Steve and said, "Well, we're doing our part." You see, sometimes, even now, athletes and sports writers, a few of them, do get along. Rebecca and Steve will be married April 12th with a reception at the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts, to follow. Happy Valentine's! As far as I know, at least on a national level, only twice previously have we had an American athlete actually drop down in class sufficient to marry a wretched sports writer. Pauline Betts, a champion at both Forest Hills and Wimbledon, married Bob Addy of the Washington Post. And Julie Crone, the Hall of Fame jockey, is married to Jay Hovde of the Racing Form. Never, it seems, has a male athlete married a female sports reporter. Apparently, no guy's ego would allow him to share the same bed with someone who could publicly criticize him. Actually, in a sort of Tracy and Hepburn tradition, do you see a Lifetime cable movie in this? The Russian Lobo romance began when they met in New York at an Upper West Side bar, and she promptly took him to task for something snide he had written about women's pro basketball. How many WNBA games have you seen? Well, none, Steve replied. Then how can you write that? Rebecca asked. Hey, I'm a sports writer, he said. That's what we do. So she invited him to a New York Liberty game, who she was playing for then, and love soon bloomed. Steve is from Minnesota, and so Rebecca gave him a Kirby Puckett 1984 retro shirt for his last birthday. Later in the evening, wearing Twins big number 36, he proposed. As a player, Rebecca obviously knew the way to a sports writer's heart. But then, while nobody ever wants to use the word in sport, there truly is a lot of love present. People really do love their teams, even and often perhaps too much. We call people who root for their team fans. That's derived from fanatics. We also call sports fans supporters, which I've always thought was a bit forced. Now, supporting isn't enough. You have to love in sports. It just sounds too sissy or weird to say that a team has lovers, so we call them fans. And also, my own heart is breaking because Jerry DiOrio, my fabulous engineer for the past 12 years, is jilting me. She's just trading one word form for another, leaving radio to be a librarian, but it leaves me lonely for her smile and the support she always gave me. So thanks and Godspeed, dear Jerry, and happy Valentine's to Rebecca and Steve, and to all of you who watch games with someone you love or love a team with a good bit of your whole heart.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.